Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me on this, the Bible study series. We are in week one, and this is episode 2, and tonight we're going to be in the book of Ephesians, and we're going to be in the book of Colossians, as well as 2 Timothy, so I won't keep you long. I am going to go right into this study. So we're going to be looking at Ephesians. Let me get it here. Ephesians, I do believe we're in the Ephesians 1 and 3, verse 3. And I'm going to jump right into the study. I won't keep you long, so we're going to jump right in. Ephesians chapter 1 and 3. And in Ephesians 1, you know, chapter 1, verse 3, we learn that we are blessed with spiritual blessings in Christ. And verse 3 reads, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." And more in the meaning of the verse is this scripture means that we can enjoy that in Christ. We can now enjoy the benefits knowing his Father, Jesus Father. We, having been chosen and adopted as his children, we can enjoy the blessings of gifts of the Spirit, power to do his will, forgiveness, and insight. The heavenly realm means we now can enjoy these eternal blessings. And we're going to jump right into Ephesians. We're still in that same chapter, but verse 4. And here we can find we are holy and blameless. And 4 reads, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight and love." And more meaning of the verse, God chose us way before we turned towards him. He saved us according to his plan. Because of Christ, we are holy and blameless in his sight. God looks at us as if we never sinned. It's hard to understand how God could accept us, but because he is gracious and he freely gives salvation, all we should do is be so very thankful and grateful for his amazing love. Isn't that amazing? And that was in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. We are holy and blameless. So we're going to move on to Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 5 and 6. And in this these verses, we are adopted as God's children. So I'm going to read verse 5, and it says, Ephesians 1 and 5 and 6, and I'm going to read 5, let me get here, and let's see, "He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will." And 6 read, "To the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves." And more in meaning of the verse is predestined means marked out beforehand. To God, we are adopted children through Jesus. We now we are now in God's family and made heirs along with Jesus. And we can find that in Romans chapter 8, verse 17. In Romans law, adopted children had the same rights and privileges as biological children, even if they were slaves. Paul uses this term to show how strong a relationship with God is. And let's take a look in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. And we learn our sins are taken away and we are forgiving. And 7 reads, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace." And more meaning of the verse is redemption was the price paid to gain freedom for a slave. In Leviticus chapter 25, verses 47 through 54, you can see more of that there. Through his death, Jesus paid the price to release us from slavery to sin. And forgiveness was granted in the Old Testament time for the basis of shedding of animals' blood, where in Leviticus 17, chapter 17, verse 11. And now, you can find that there about the animals' blood, but now we are forgiven on the basis of the shedding of Jesus' blood. He died as the perfect and final sacrifice. And we can see more of that in Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13, and Colossians chapter 1, verse 20, and Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. So let's jump to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. And here we will find we will be bought under Christ's authority. So 10 reads, to be put into effect, when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and earth under Christ. And 11, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. And more in meaning of that verse, God's plan could not be fully understood, not until his son rose from the dead. His purpose for sending Christ was to unite the Jews and the Gentiles in one body with Christ as the head. Many people still don't understand God's plan, but when the time is right, reach fulfillment, he will bring us together with him forever. Then we all will understand on that day. All people will bow to Jesus as Lord, either because we love him or fear his power. And you can see more of that in Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. So let's move down. We're going to go down to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. And I love it that the Ephesians, it goes down, in a row. So here at verses 13, we are identified as belonging to God by the Holy Spirit. And verse 13 reads, and you also were the first to put our hope in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. More in the meaning of the verse. The Holy Spirit is God's seal that we belong to him. The presence of the Holy Spirit is in us, demonstrates the genuineness of our faith, proves that we are God's children, and secures eternal life for us. His power works in us to transform us now. And what we experience now is a taste of the total change we will experience in eternity. So let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. And here we will learn, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. More in the meaning of this verse. We have been raised up to sit with Christ in glory. Because of Christ's resurrection, we know that our bodies will be raised from the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2. We can find that more on that there. Now, we have the power to live as Christians. Our eternal life with Christ is certain because we are united in his powerful victory. And I love that. And let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 now. And here we will learn we are God's work of art. And 10 reads, for we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do. More meaning of the verse is we are God's workmanship, work of art, masterpiece. Our salvation in him only God can do. And it is his powerful creative work in us. If God considers us his work of art, we dare not treat ourselves or others with disrespect or as inferior work. And let's take a look at Ephesians 2:13. There we find we have been brought near to God. And 13 reads, but now, Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. More in meaning of this scripture, of this verse, rather. Paul pointed out that Jews and Gentiles alike were unclean before God and needed to be cleansed by Christ. In order to realize how great a gift of salvation is, we need to remember how formal, natural, unclean condition, our former natural unclean condition. Have you ever felt separate, excluded, hopeless? These verses are for you. No one is alienated from Christ's love or from the body of believers. Spiritual pride blinds us to our own faults and magnifies the faults of others. But be careful not to become proud of your salvation. Instead, humbly thank God for what he has done and encourage others who might be struggling in their faith. Now let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6. Here we will find we share in the promise of blessings through Christ Jesus. And 6 reads, this mystery is that through the gospel and, you know, the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body and shares together in the promise in Christ. And more a meaning of the scripture is it was known in the Old Testament that all Gentiles and Jewish believers would become equal in one body of Christ. Yet this equality was accomplished when Jesus destroyed the dividing wall and created the one new humanity. And you can find that in 2 Ephesians chapter 2 in Ephesians verses 14 and 15. And we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 3 verse 12. And we will find we can come with freedom and confidence into God's presence. And 12 reads, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Can you imagine approaching God? Can you imagine? I would be terrified. But more in meaning of the verse means, what a privilege it is to be able to approach God with freedom and confidence. But many would be apprehensive, I'm one of them, of being in the presence of a powerful ruler. But thanks to Christ, faith, we can enter directly into God's presence through prayer. To know we'll be welcomed with open arms because we are God's children through everything. He is willing to hear from all of us. And let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 29 and 30. Here we will find we are members of Christ's body, the church. And 29 reads, after all, no one ever hated their own body, but they fed and care for their own body, just as Christ does the church. And 30, for we are members of his body. And more in meaning of the verse, how should a man love his wife? How should a man love his wife? I know you're thinking, well, he should care for her as he cares for his own body. He should be willing to sacrifice everything for her. He should make her well-being of primary importance. No wife needs to fear submitting to a man who treats her in this way. Wow, amazing. And let's take a look at, we are done with Ephesians. So we're going to go into the book of Colossians and we're going to look at chapter 2, verse 10. And here we will find we are made complete in Christ. And verse 10 reads, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. And more in meaning of that verse, as Jesus, person, fully divine, so we, united by faith to Jesus, find personal fulfillment in him. In Christ, you have been brought to fullness. Isn't that amazing? And Colossians chapter 2, verse 11, we find we are set free from our sinful nature. And 11 reads, in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ. And more meaning of that verse, Jewish males were circumcised as a sign of the Jews' covenant with God. In Genesis chapter 17, verses 19 through 14, you can find that there. With the death of Christ, circumcision was no longer necessary. So now our commitment to God is written on our hearts. Not our bodies. Christ sets us free from evil desires by spiritual operation, not bodily one. God removes the old nature and gives us a new nature. Amazing. And our last verse in this study, we're going to be looking at 2 Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 10. 2 Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 10. We find here, we will have eternal glory. And verse 10 reads, therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And more in meaning of the verse, salvation is not something that can be earned. As Paul taught, in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, Paul is referring to being faithful to the end, not a way to earn salvation. So there, we have completed the studies of those verses, and you can always go back and read more, you know, dig more deeper and find out more. This is just like hitting the surface, you know, opening the door, hitting the surface, getting us, you know, giving us some insight. But we can always go back and read more, dig deep, and make it stick. That's the goal. And so we are going to find out the oneness of all believers. I don't know if you've heard of this, but this is amazing. So the oneness of all believers. Believers are one. Our unity experience, you know, our unity is experienced in body, which is the fellowship of believers, the church, spirit, the Holy Spirit, who activates the fellowship, and then hope, that glorious future to which we are all called, and Lord Christ, to whom we all belong, and faith, our singular commitment to Christ, and baptism, the sign of entry into the church, and God, who is our Father, who keeps us for eternity. Too often, believers are separated because of minor differences in doctrine. But Paul here shows those areas where Christians must agree to attain true unity. When believers have this unity of spirit, petty differences should never be allowed to dissolve that unity. So I want to say thank you guys for being with me on this evening's Bible study series. I am so much, you know, very much appreciated in you listening in and following along. And we are going to be going into week two on, let's see, January 29th, 2024. We'll be going into week two. And in week two studies, we will be going and learning three stages of perfection, as well as training for the Christian life. And that's got to be amazing, that one. So I want to say thank you guys so much for joining in on this Bible study series. It means so much, so very much. And I just want to say that I do this because I'm one of those that wants to, you know, be deep in my gospel. I want to know more about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I want to make it stick. And I'm glad to know that you guys are with me. So I just want to say again, thank you so much. And I hope to see you again on the 29th for week two Bible study series. Until then, have a good night.